Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day guys, welcome to the Trader Cobb Show. I'm here at Consensus 2018 with another amazing guest. I've got Ivan from ENQ. Thanks very much for being on the show. Ivan, if you'd like to introduce yourself and tell the guests, or tell the people at home, all about what you're doing, where you're from and where you're at.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me here. So I'm Ivan, I'm co-founder of ENQ. So this is high-tech company and we are developing new blockchain protocol. So from my background, I'm serial entrepreneur. So I have several kind of businesses in IT, in internet, so education platform. And right now we are building really new thing in blockchain world. So ENQ is a protocol based on completely new architecture. So this is HyperDeck. And this is combination of blocks and graphs. And we are the first company who is doing these kind of things. We are also using multi-layer consensus algorithm. So this is hyper-consensus. And we are using proof of stake, proof of work, and proof of activity for transaction verification. And the cool thing for proof of activity is that people can do this on mobile phones. So mobile phone mining is coming, so everybody can get rewards. And as well, there are many, many use cases. So we are focusing, like, we are blockchain for business, your business applications. So we can cover many, many industries, like from banking to telecom, from insurance to healthcare, from fintech to supply chain management. So actually, we are using as well new type of smart contracts. So this is smart contracts based on JavaScript language, and there are millions of JavaScript developers in the world. And if you compare to Solidity, so there are few Solidity developers in the world, and this is very difficult to make smart contracts.
So what makes you different? I mean, look, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. You've got a protocol, you've got a platform, you want people to build on top of your platform, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what makes you different to, say, Ethereum?
Yeah, okay, so for example, Ethereum has how many transactions per second?
Don't ask me, I'm not a tech guy.
Yeah.
You tell them.
20.
20, there you
20.
Go.
20. Bitcoin has 4 transactions per second.
Yeah, I know, it's like...
So our system right now...
You're in testnet, right?
Yeah, we are in testnet right now, and we have 60,000 transactions per second.
60,000 a second. All
this
right.
is already much more than any blockchain has. And for example, Visa payment system,
yeah.
So they have 24,000 transactions per second.
Okay.
And this is kind of the fastest system right now, so in the world. So we have 60 right now, and we can have up to 1 million transactions per second. So this is very important for any kind of micropayments. So huge, if the project has huge load of many customers. So this is very important. That is why, like, big enterprises right now are still concerning about using blockchain in their business, because there are too many limitations on current solutions. And so we have many features, so they are focused especially on different kind of industries. For example, supply chain. So we have some special marks, so our transactions, our blocks can be marked.
Yep.
For example, if there are on two ends, two companies, and between them there are a lot of vendors, for example, 20 vendors, and they need to track the funds. So if they send a fund for any kind of product or service, so they need to track whether this subcontractors use these funds properly. So we can do this easily. So other thing, for example, for logistics. So this is right now more and more companies, like for example, a couple of months before IBM and Marex, they announced big cooperation in case of building like blockchain system.
Yeah, I spoke to York of Microsoft the other day, actually.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah, definitely. So there are many use cases, and also very cool use cases, of course, crowdfunding. So our platform can use a crowdfunding platform, and we have cancellation model. So that people can refund for the project. So
I mean, 60,000 transactions a second, right? Or a minute? Minute or second?
Second.
Second.
So, and up to a million.
Up to a million. So practically, let's talk about in practical use case, because I want to know how this is going to change my life. How are we going to change? How are we going to do business? How is it going to work? What industry do you see as being something that can be really, really changed by the amount of change? Obviously, financial is probably the area at the moment that we're seeing where transactions are actually happening. There's a use case there. We can pay for things with Bitcoin, and we can use Ethereum. But with this new one that you're talking about, your new protocol coming into here with a high level of transactions, is there a certain market you're sort of approaching because it's got the biggest boom, bang for their buck, so to speak, to revolutionize a certain area in the market? Are you cornering anything to get started with, is what I'm getting at, any market in particular?
Yeah. Actually, for this high quantity transactions per second, of course, this is like payment systems,
any kind of
payment system, any kind of transferring systems. So it's huge load with a lot of customers. For example, of course, for each protocol, it's very important to have the projects which will be built on protocol. And we already have two.
You have projects lined up before your mainnet?
They already check our documentation and they say, guys, this is exactly what we need.
What industries are they from?
So, first of all, this is payment gateway for payment by crypto in retail. So, in retail.
Good,
so,
good.
They already have the integration with point of sales. So, and they exactly need a lot of transactions per second, secure, and they're actually supposed to build their own blockchain. But if they see ours, so they say, oh, guys, no problem. So, other is crypto bank. So this is like a bank. They also have like a payment system inside the bank. So for transferring money between people. So for example, if I'm in Hong Kong, you are in US, so it will be very easy to transfer any kind of money.
So what about microtransactions? I mean, we look at the banking, the bank, it's always happening there. It's something that we always talk about. And basically, it's an area that I think we can do a lot of change. We can help a lot of people in that world. Is this an area that you've been looking at?
Yeah.
So any countries in particular?
Actually, in case of countries, so this is more suitable for for countries with undeveloped internet. Yeah. So for undeveloped countries, so where people actually have mobile phones. But they don't have stable electricity. They don't have stable internet. So our system is very suitable for these countries.
So Ivan, I ask every single guest the same question every single show. We always talk about blockchain and the internet being brother and sister almost, bigger brother, younger brother, bigger brother, younger sister. And I say between 1993 and 2000 is a .com, right?
Yeah.
Where do you think we are in blockchain, 93 or 2000? Tell me why.
I think still 93.
Still 93?
So it's just maybe 95 or something, because actually only the beginning. And as we can see, there are a lot of movements from government side, from regulatory side, and that's actually good. So less scams, less fraud. So yeah. And even big enterprises and governments, they actually starting to use blockchain in their application.
In the background, right?
Yeah, in the background. I was impressed, actually. I think this is the information that not disclosed before, but I heard that IBM had more than 450 projects on blockchain.
Wow.
So right now, and they're implementing blockchain from 2014. And we have also partners in Hong Kong, so Hong Kong Applied Science Institute. So this is 100% subsidiary of Hong Kong government. And they're implementing blockchain into government services and banking services from 2015.
Wow.
So they're working with guys like HSBC, Bank of China, Standard Chartered.
Yep.
So the things are already existing. So, let's wait when it's come like internet. So this is new internet, and I think we are right now in a very important moment.
Yes.
So we are beginning this new world, new decentralized world, world where actually the trust is the most important thing.
Absolutely. We've no doubt that we are in the most exciting, disruptive technology in the world right now, with amazing projects popping up, not just in America, not just in Australia or Hong Kong, but all over the world. It's the most exciting space to be in right now. Definitely been great speaking to you, Ivan. I want you to tell the people at home and listening where they can find more about yourself and the project if they wish to be involved.
Yeah, actually everything about our project is on our website, anycum.com, and we have Telegram channels, we have GitHub. So we already opened the test network, so we'll be open for public in a couple of weeks. So everybody can see the full information about the projects on our website, the white paper, one page, so coding, everything. Yeah. And we already have a lot of partners who will use our protocol for their applications. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Ivan, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. I wish you all the best of luck executing your project.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully we speak to you again when we're celebrating it.
Thanks, guys.
Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.